الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This ayat kareema, with all its details we have heard many times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, on this day which was in Arafat, the last Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have completed al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, your way of life. That is what we understand our deen, but our whole way of life. How to do business, our private life, public life, married life, everything Allah says, I have completed it for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and this was my very, very special favor to give you this guidance, this way of life that I have given you. It is my very, very special favor. And وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. What is that? The way of Islam. The deen, the way of life which Allah has given us in deenul Islam. This is a great favor. We should meditate every day. Where we make shukr for iman, we must also make shukr for this Islam which Allah has given us, this way of life. And by making shukr, one is to acknowledge it in the heart, verbally to express it, and then live according to that also. And also naturally in this whole way is the deen of Islam and the effort to bring deen alive. That also Allah has completed it and given it to us perfect. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought deen also, and he brought the effort of deen also. So the effort of deen also is that same effort which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We don't have to become innovative and bring new ways to bring deen alive. Deen will become alive, the true deen. If we use any other method, something else will become alive. But not the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the deen which Allah wants from us. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Any person who chooses a way of life besides that which is the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is of the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and which we say our akabir and our elders, is that way. Anyone who chooses a way besides that, Allah says it will not be accepted from him. So the deen also we can understand, if somebody tries and bring, and many people have tried and are trying to bring all new types, a new deen, it will never be accepted. A modern deen, a watered down deen, a deen that deen of compromise, you must compromise this, mustn't be so strict, mustn't be so hard, all that different, that won't be accepted. And the same way, the effort of deen also. The effort which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us and brought to us, that is going to be accepted from by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So some people feel that we have to be innovative and we have to choose new methods of spreading deen. All the new methods will spread, deen won't spread. And some people feel that first other people were doing it, now the ulama are fortunate that they are doing, using all new different methods of spreading deen. And also to this extent, like for example, when the question came about the ITV, one argument that was put forward, it has been offered to the ulama and to other groups. If the ulama don't go and take it, the Shias will take it. The Qadianis will take it. So they will spread it. So that one argument. So if somebody else, if there is some stool that is offered to be eaten, and we say if others won't eat it, we better rush in and we better eat it. So all the wrong ways, that if the other people are, if they're not going to eat it, we better not stay back. How can we stay back? We must be in front and we must go and eat it. So we are prepared to eat the S word also. And we want to outdo others in doing that. No, our tariqah is the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, that we must not stagnate. We must not stay bare. A person, stagnant water, a person who stagnates. The principle is used that we must not stagnate, and examples also that in our deen. We must improve our namaz all the time, don't stagnate. Improve our Quran Sharif, the quality of recitation, the quantity of recitation, everything. But then the application is that we must use the methods of the non-Muslims. That how they are. The proof of it is for deeni matters. But the application of it is, then we are using the other way of the non-Muslims, etc. For example, radio stations. That we must have radio stations in order to promote deen. And we can see very clearly that the radio station, what it has brought. When it started, there were only men. But then the regulation came, you must have women. And so much so, on the radio station, women phoned in to say, if there will be women, then we will close this radio station. But today we know what is happening. Clearly we know what is happening. All and who are hosted on this radio stations. People who are totally against Islam and against the teachings of deen. They are also. And all the functions that have to be entered, attended. And all the evils that take place at such places where award-winning functions. And all the evil that takes place. So all those things are becoming alive. Deen is not becoming alive. At the beginning, when they ask people that they must express what they have benefited. So one youngster phoned and said, before I used to read 5 suparas a day, I'm a hafiz. Now I don't read one ayat. I'm just listening to the radio all the time. Our namazas are in jeopardy. Everything else is in jeopardy. Then there are quiz programs also. And in order to have the answers, you have to listen all the time. Because different places they are giving the... So you are glued to the radio. So everything else goes. And the radio, which was made clear by so many people, that this is the stepping stone to TV. At that time it was denied that we are TV, impossible. Where are we going? We are the ulama. We won't go on TV. And today the world knows what is happening. And for the TV station, you have to go for some cosmetic treatment because of the glare of the camera, etc. Mixing of the males and females, all the other evil. And those things have been promoted, deen is not being promoted. So we have to stick to the method of deen which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave us and which is based on that. All the efforts of deen which are based on the teachings of Quran and Hadith and which comes within that parameters and within that permission. That is, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, once there was a political meeting in Islamabad in which Hazrat was also present. Mufti Taqi Usmani narrates the whole incident. He said there the people then suggested that Hazrat comes on TV and gives a message. The whole country will listen to the message and Hazrat's bayans, mashallah, and his pain in his heart that he had, the effect that it will have. Then the whole subject of TV came under the spotlight and under discussion. Though it was not in the agenda, but unofficially they all discussed it. And Mufti Taqi Usmani reports that that these are words to be written in gold. That Mufti Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali said that deen can never be spread. It's not permitted to spread it in any impermissible way. And that if we spread it, and we are not responsible to Allah also, to use impermissible way. And Maulana said, today it will be the TV, tomorrow it will be films. Then it will be use our woman also to entice people to come into deen. And all those things. So he said that, even if 100 people, 1,000 people accept our message, but we use the wrong method, we are unsuccessful. And if nobody accepts our message, like many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they adhered 100% of course to the command of Allah. Nobody accepted their message, but they are 100% successful. The people are unsuccessful. Those who did not respond, who did not expect, they accept, they are failures and they are not successful. But those who, what we are supposed to do from Allah Ta'ala, we do that, we are successful. So we mustn't use any other methods or any other ways, whatever they are. One way also are the schools that to protect the iman of the children was the excuse. That they are going to be mixing with other people and other cultures, and all that will have a negative impact on them. Whether, as it was challenged at that time also, whether it was a thing that just to bring an ethnic thing, that we don't want to mix with the local people. And that is why we are establishing, nobody admitted to that, but there were enough people who said this is the actual thing, why the schools are being established. Anyway, at that time, it was also at the starting, then more time was given to Islamic studies. Secular studies, which there was no haram at that time, it was just like languages, math, science and that. And that was given less time and less preference. And over the period, when they started accepting government funds, and it was brought to their attention also, that you are accepting, so government will control you. They said, no, we are doing a favor to the government. For the government to educate a child, it costs them so much money. Yeah, they're only giving a subsidy. So they are saving money, so they are indebted to us. And we pull the strings. And we have the control. And now they say, we are obliged, we got no choice but to teach Darwin's theory of evolution, sex education, the most filthiest things for a grade one child already. All the filthiest things are being taught now. And all about lesbianism, and all about homosexuality, and all about all the funny things. In Saudi, a country which nobody could ever imagine, especially as the Salafis are ruling, and they call us Deobandis also, that we are Qabar Pujaris, we are Quburis, and they are so strict on their Tawheed. And today in their schools, idol worship is being taught. Hinduism is being taught. Nobody could think that anywhere but Saudi and the Salafis, that they will be teaching idol worship. Allah protect us, and we should, where we feel sorrow for them, we must be careful. Allah's system is, when you move in the wrong direction, then afterwards you go fully into it. Then afterwards you are convinced about it. Then you see the wrong completely as right, and the right as wrong, and you present your arguments for it also. A time comes like that in your own lifetime. There are so many people who, they were so great ulama, he's doing so great work of deen. How many people changed their lives also? But today they are gone completely. So much so that they say you must have unity. And unity even with Shias now. Hey? Those who revile and speak so ill of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, which is even worse than the sex education for little children. Speaking bad about the Sahaba, and now you must have unity. And what is unity? That they claim that you must respect everyone, you must respect the views of everyone. One beautiful example is given, if there is a court case, or we go to some alim, for example, for arbitration, me, a husband and wife have got an argument, or two friends or partners in a business deal which went sour, and somebody is wrong there. So if the judge or the alim have to say there that you people causing disunity in the country, in the community, and I'm throwing this case out, you're giving me headaches here, and you people are causing disunity, and stop this disunity, respect one another's views, and respect one another, and accommodate one another. Learn to accommodate, learn to respect one another. We all know that way, that is totally wrong. Because one of them is on the right and one is on the wrong. The one who is right, find out, and the whole case will go. Even when we go for arbitration, we go to an alim or somebody, he asks the wife what's her story, the husband what is his story, and then he tries to explain, and who is on the right. Then you say this person is on the right, and the right must be supported. And the person who is on the wrong, you can't accommodate him. The one who did a deal and is not paying the money. He's not delivering the goods. Whatever wrong he's doing. Now you can't say that keep unity. Don't speak bad about him. Respect him. He's got his view also. Who is on the wrong is on the wrong. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If two groups of the believers have got their differences and they want to fight, establish who is on the right. And support the person who is on the right, and let the other person turn away from his wrong. Make him understand I'm on the wrong and I must stop my wrong. So this unity story, and that is all. It is only for other people to agree with our view, then it's unity. For us to leave our view and agree on their view, that also is unity. So why don't we do that? We want other people to give up their view and follow our view and have unity. We want other people to give up their priorities, and they must follow our priorities. They must give up their way of thinking and follow our way. Then there is unity. So why don't we give up our way of thinking and follow their way? If that is what we call unity. So Allah protect us from that. Also, we should be very careful that one which is a totally warped thing, a totally wrong thing, that in the upbringing of children, for example, we promote this, like for example, little girls, for example. Don't let them observe, wear their burqa from a small age. In fact, some go to the extent that they don't let the little girls wear ijar also. So if the child is not wearing ijar, and now when she comes 9, 10, and you want her to wear, it becomes like impossible for her. If she was used to it from when she was small, and then it's impossible for her not to wear. She feels naked now, that I'm not dressed properly, I can't leave my room also. I have to have my ijar on. But when we don't allow that, and we let them don't wear ijar, now when they 10, 11, now you tell her, she feels very, very difficult. She can't wear it. But some people are of the opinion, which only Allah knows best on what it is based, that little children, let them be naughty. And not only let them be naughty, encourage them. So all the naughtiness can come out of them. Now they will come right. So a tree that wants to grow straight, you say the tree must grow crooked, and you bend it. So the crookedness of the tree can come out. And then when the tree is solid and strong, then it will grow straight. How can that happen? Which philosophy is that? Only Allah knows. That little children, when for example you put on a burqa for a little girl, a scarf for the little girl, or just some occasion, so little 2-year-old girl you put on her abaya also, or the boy you put on a kurta, you put on a turban for him, it's Eid day for something, then the very good pious people, they also say, from now already, but you let her dress like a Jew, like a Christian, jeans, tops, pants, then nobody say, from now you're making them wear this filthy and dirty clothing, from now you're letting them dress like a Jew or Christian, you put a sari on, from now you're making her like a Hindu, that nobody says. But when you want to bring it on deen, this is all, that those people, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضًا, who have got that sickness in their heart. There was a terrible sickness they got. And in this there are many people who are on the wrong path. And they got lot of right things in their life. Like for example, a Christian. He is on the wrong path. But he's sober. He doesn't drink also. He doesn't gamble also. He doesn't womanize also. He prays also. He goes to church also. He believes in God in his wrong way. But all that, but he's on the wrong path and he's doing lot of right things. And there are many people who are on the right path, who are Muslims, but they are drinking also. They're not making namaz. They got the wrong things in their lives. The ideal is see who is on the right path and who is doing the right things. But don't follow those people who are on the wrong, right, on the wrong path. Those people who have made dunya the object, who want to compromise in deen. And those people who go give preference to dunya's education. And that the dunya's education must be given preference to. Though they're doing lot of right things in their lives. And this causes many people to get confused then. Let's see how pious they are. They got tahajjud also. They're doing so good. They are alims. They got knowledge of deen. They are hafiz also. They are so, they come from so pious families also. But, and they're doing all the good things also, but they're on the wrong path. Giving preference to dunya's education. That our girls must go to university. For Hadith Sharif says, Al-mar'atu awratun. That a woman is a thing of parda. She must be kept in parda. And we say a new method now. That old method doesn't work now. And we have, as if in everything, with all the protocols of the virus also, that the announcement is going to be made on the TV tonight 8 o'clock. And the way we all, with great care, we are there and sitting properly with respect and listening, that we don't miss one word. And not only one person recording it, all recording it. Whereas it is on record on its own already. But yet we want to record it also. And that one little announcement and our whole Shariat of 1400 years is wiped off. Quran, teachings of Quran, Hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took so much care to announce, stand shoulder to shoulder. That straighten yourselves, otherwise you will cause division in the ummah. And how many warnings for not doing our namaz correctly. But suddenly all that, new method now. So now also our girls, Allahu Akbar. When our elders were told that for the success of the Muslims, we must have secular education. Today this is also a great disease. And also it is being spewed out, vomited out by learned people. That deen and the service of deen is not only Darul Uloom, Tabligh Jamaat, Khankas, etc. But we must send our youngsters to university also. And they must get university education also. And university education is secular education. That which is, there is no deen, no Allah in that. And in fact, against, they are against deen. They don't tolerate deen at all. So much so that how many Saudi children here in Cape Town, they are here to just to learn English language. And they are in America and they are around the world just to learn the English language. And they are encouraged to stay with the local people so that they can pick up the language better. So in that culture where they are living with Christians, for example, they are having fog there. There is no question of parda. Young girls in that house. And how they are dressed, and these young boys are staying there. The young girls of Saudi are, and they are staying with the young boys in that house, and for an extended period. And to learn the language, you have to learn every aspect. About love also, you have to learn what is, about sex also, what is the vocabulary, and how you express yourself. So, and this is now encouraged by our people. They do it, they are animals. Just leave them alone, the Quran Sharif says. Zarhum, Ya'akulun, Wayatamatta'un. These are animals, they're just carrying on. But our people encouraging all this, and we promoting all this, and they're watching it so much. Saudi, those children, they are so frightened also. If they just associate with any person of deen, then somebody amongst them will report them. And then they are in big problems after that. So in other words, nothing to do with deen whatsoever. This is what is being promoted in the world. And our people, and from the mimbar, on Jummah, all these things are being promoted. And women who go around, and they promote this, they know no hijab also, no abaya also, and dress smartly also. Giving the impression to all those who are there to listen that you must dress smartly. and the latest fashion and the smart clothing and no abaya also. And after all, to fool the people, then just pull up something above here as you are leaving the room or something. And in fact, even worse, then calling those people, all those women who are there, who are in abayas, who are dressed modestly, that you mustn't follow a cult. That you must, the sunnah tariqah is called a cult. And what they are doing, even the people refer to the topi cult, that you certain buzurgs, and you identify with them, you wear the topi like them, you dress like them. Our kurtas also, we identify with the ulama of Dioban, with the Taliban of Afghanistan, that how they dress, this is looked on. And you wear torn jeans, and you wear patched jeans and half socks, and all the other funny things, hair cutting, what terrible ways, and then dyed even more worse. And not only the children, the fathers also. And the woman with all the funny dressing, that all must be tolerated. You mustn't, you must respect all their views also. But when it comes to the correct sunnah, then it's a cult. And that is now you following that way. One person, where the objection to the Khanqa topi, that it got so many holes, this topi of yours. And he himself was wearing the knitted topi. So this topi got 100 holes, that topi had 1,000 holes. But he says that this topi with so many holes, you are this cult of yours. So we have to see today's sad occasion in which direction we are going. So the method of deen and the effort of deen must be also in the correct. New innovative methods. The Islam doesn't require it. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. The perfection of deen is that which is 1400 years ago. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. The deen also is complete. The effort of deen also is complete. And in this, and we are taught, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he entered Baytul Muqaddas, then he said, we were the lowest people. Kunna azalla an-nas. Then Allah gave us respect in Islam. And what he showed it practically, what so to say in our time, his boots hanging from his shoulder. The mozas. And the mozas were not made of our fine leather. Rough leather. And it was hanging from there. Patched clothes. How many patches? And he's leading the animal, the camel. Something's changed. So, and he's leading the camel. But that, he said, if we seek for our honor in any other way besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us once more again. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and follow the correct deen, and for also very important, see who we call to our house. We won't call any other person to our house, and we won't go to anyone's house. People who got different views, let us see which venues we are attending and who we call on our venue, at our place, and also who we, our names, with who our names come. There are a list of ulama people that are going to give bayan who have got a different direction, and our name is included in that, we will be counted from amongst those people. And if our name is with the righteous and the pious, our name will be included with those people. So we should see who we associate with, who we relate with, is also very important. If we are mixing with drug addicts, even if they are your neighbors and they are drug addicts, but you are in and out by them, and you've got nothing to do with drugs, you say, but you are in and out, you are labeled with them also. And if you go in and out to the masjid, you are labeled, the hadith labels you, that give evidence for this person he's got iman. A person who frequents the masjid regularly, give evidence that this person has got iman. So our association, our affiliation, who we relate with who we keep our contact, is also very important. And speaking at a very high level, our Buzurgan Deen, if your sheikh, don't even go to a wahdat e matlab. Just be with your sheikh. Though the other mashaykh also 100% on haq. But just be with your sheikh and with no one else. That is a very high level. We give permission to our other ulama, mashayikh, wow, the correct thinking. By all means, attend their programs also. But if a person really wants that high level, then he doesn't go anywhere else. Mir Sahib, Hazrat Khadim Rahmatullah Ali, he just could not even if he wanted to, he couldn't hear somebody else's talk. The way he had love for his Shaykh and he found his direction to Allah Ta'ala through his Shaykh, that was his one way. So, but today we accommodate everyone, whether they teach the opposite of deen and the wrong things also, and we want to defend them also, that they also ulama, we must defend them. And we must respect them and things which are totally wrong. Closing of the masajid and being proud that we closed it before the government. And being and going to court and saying clearly that on my life I won't allow one person to attend the masjid. And then again after all that thing, if we have to go again to court, we'll go again to close it. And we are prepared to challenge any person to say that we made a wrong decision. And so glaring, closing the houses of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Suratul Jinn in the 29th Supara has got many ayat in which there is inna and the Qurra, the ulama of Qiraat, Imam Shatibi Rahmatullah Ali says, all are unanimous that this one ayat, wa anna al-masajid lillah, that you can't read wa inna al masajid lillah. You have to read it wa anna al masajid. All are unanimous on that point. Imam Hamdani says that there is an indication according to Arabic grammar, when a letter has got a zabar, a fatha, it's called maftuh grammatically. But he says that from that maftuh is a clear indication that masjids must be maftuh. Masjids must remain open. Masjids mustn't close at all. Eh? So what a beautiful point they use of this year, that all the other inna can be read anna also. But this one ayat, all the Qur'an unanimous. You can't read it wa inna al-masajid. You have to read it wa anna al-masajid lillah. And that is grammatically we say it's maftuh. And from there is the indication that the masjid must be maftuh. You must never close the masjid. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when we brought dunya into the masjid, now we have to lock our masjid when it's not namaz time. When there was no dunya, there was deen, then no crooks will come to steal in the masjid. Allah give us understanding and our deen and who we must follow and what direction we must go. Allah give us understanding, otherwise we all have to die and we have to face our fate. For face Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, then we have to have our answers ready also. Wa akhiru da'wana.